B'sachas vachem parabav mishna gimel kol ha'oilin l'mizbeach oilin derech yamin. Ma kifin b'yardin derech small. Anytime a kohen had to go up onto mizbeach to do one of the avodas such as a matan damin of a chata, or to be masada to arrange the eitzim on the marach, or to be mahapach the evarm of an ola which was burning on the mizbeach with its tenura, with a fork-like kli. The kohen would go up on the right side of the keves, on the eastern side of the keves, and then when he got up to the top, he would turn right towards the eastern side and circle around the mizbeach, and after he finished the avodah that he had to do, he would continue circling around the mizbeach until he got back to the keves, which was on the southern side of the mizbeach, and he would come down the keves on the left side, meaning on the western side, the opposite side of which he went up on the keves, and he would come back down. Chutz min ha'ola l'shloshes dvarim elu, except for a coin that went up for the three things that we mentioned at the end of the previous mishnah, nisach ha'mayim and nisach ha'yayin, and ola sa'of when it was done on the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Shahayu olim v'chozrin le'ekiv. That in such a case, when they did one of those three things, the kohen would go up and turn left when he reached the top of the mizbeach, and then when he finished the avodah that he was doing on the southwest corner of the mizbeach, he would turn around and come back towards the keves and go down. The reason being that even though it's more respectful to turn right when you reach the top of the mizbeach and circle around, but when he did nisach hamayim or nisach hayayin, he would turn left. That way, he wouldn't have to circle around the mizbeach, as the smoke that was rising up from the mizbeach could ruin the mayim or the yayin, as the din is that the mayim or the yayin that was menasich on the mizbeach had to be tumim, it had to be hal, and not ruined by the smoke. So therefore, he quickly turned left and did it so it wouldn't be ruined by the smoke. And also, in olas ha'of, he turned left and didn't circle around the mizbeach. The reason being is because the smoke could cause the oaf to choke and die, so therefore he didn't spend time circling around the mizbeach. Instead, he quickly turned left and did it on the southwest corner, and that way it didn't have time to die from the smoke. How was the chatas oaf done by the kohen? The kohen would be molek the rosh of the oaf from the back of the neck without totally separating the rosh from the guf. He would cut with his thumbnail the backbone and the neck bone, and one of the two pipe guides of the kana, or the veshet, he would cut most of it, but he would not have to cut both of them, just the robe of one of them. And he would sprinkle from the dam of the oaf onto the wall of his back. Now, how would he sprinkle the dam? He would not catch the dam with the kli. Instead, he would shake the oaf towards the mizbeach, and the blood would sprinkle out onto the wall of the mizbeach. Shirei hadam, the remaining dam that was not sprinkled onto the mizbeach would be squeezed out by the kohen onto the yisod of the mizbeach. He would bring the oaf towards the kir ha-mizbeach, and he would squeeze the oaf in the place where the cut was made onto the wall of the mizbeach, and the blood would roll down the kir ha-mizbeach onto the yisod. Ein le-mizbeach el-adama v'kula l'kohenim. The only thing that was given from the oaf to the mizbeach was the dam. The entire oaf was eaten by the kohenim. None of the oaf was burnt on the mizbeach.